As the joke goes, a man walks to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, I want to be a Kohen." The rabbi says to him, "Why do you want to be a Kohen so badly?" He says, "Just think, it would make such a difference in my life if I was a Kohen." He says, "Listen, it's not so simple. Explain to me really why do you want to be a Kohen?" He goes, "Rabbi, I'll pay you 10 grand. Let me be a Kohen." The guy says, the rabbi says, 10 grand. He goes, "But you can't be a Kohen." He says, "Why do you want to be a Kohen so badly?" So finally the guy says, "My father is a Kohen. His father is a Kohen. His father is a Kohen. I want to be a Kohen." It's a joke, but of course we know that Kohanim have a certain pride in their kahuna. You know, if you give them an aliyah and you call them up without HaKohen, they'll make a big deal about it. But why? What does that have to do with me? I mean, so how does that apply? So I read this parasha and I say, "Emor el Aaron, say to Aaron, the Bnei Aaron, the Amar Talem, say to them, Lenefesh Leitama B'Yamav. They cannot become Tame to people in their nation." What does that have to do with me? I'm not a Kohen. I don't have to worry about it. I can go to funerals. I can go into cemeteries. What is my take home from this? So I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful idea from the Magid of Mezrich and the Chos of Lublin. They ask a couple of questions. First of all, Emor el HaKohanim, say to the Kohanim, Bnei Aaron, if it makes sense. The Amar tell him, but then it says, and say to them. Why is it the double language? That's number one. And further, why do we need Bnei Aaron? Why do I need to know the Bnei Aaron? So listen to what they say. It's an amazing, amazing thing. They say that Lenefesh Leitama V'Yamav, do not become tame to the people of your nation. We're talking to who? All those people that are Bnei Aharon. What were the Bnei Aharon? The Bnei Aharon were the ones that were the Kohanim, the priests. But what did the Jewish priests do? The Jewish priest wasn't just there to serve the people in the temple, but rather the Kohanim. We're there to educate the people, to teach the people what God wants from them. They're the inspirational mechanchim, mechanchos, rabbanim and rabbanos, and even the lay leadership that teaches the community what to do. You have to say to them, if you're going to be those kohanim, you also have to be Bnei Aharon. You have to be the sons of Aaron that are Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. You love peace, you seek the best in people. Sometimes you meet a teacher who gets so frustrated with their students because they want their students to be successful, but part of it is they don't have the patience and the love and the passion that Aaron had. Says the Chos of Lublin, the Magid of Mezrich, you got to have that. But more than that, the Kohanim, the people that are interacting with the Hamonam, with the regular people, need to remember one thing. Emor V'amarta. It's a double language of saying, to say to them, yes, you need to be good people, you need to do all the right things, but understand that even when you're Oev Shalom, and even when you're Rodev Shalom, you love everyone. L'nefesh l'yitame abamav. You should not, you know, become tame for them. So often, in people's pursuits of trying to make everyone better, they sometimes get dragged down themselves by the people around them. You are still the Kohanim. You're still the Bnei Aaron. Love them, yeah. But when it's all over, you have to inspire them. They can't drag you down. They should inspire you. There's so much that our constituents can inspire us through. But at the end of the day, we have to remember one very, very, very important thing. That Emor V'Amarta. That there is an impact and it's a two-way street. And if we're not careful, there's no guarantee when it's over, we won't have fallen for it. Chinuch, teaching, inspiring, has such an amazing opportunity to inspire and heighten and raise who we are. But it has to be done with great caution. Be Bnei Aaron, be Kohanim, be teachers. But Emor V'Amarta, be really, really careful. Nefesh Lo Yitama V'Amav.